Hey there, you're listening to episode 237 of the She's Building Her Empire podcast. Before we begin today's episode, I want to make sure you know all about our upcoming live event happening April 24th through 26th in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Wait till you see what we have in store for you for our third annual event. We have 2.5 days loaded with speakers, strategy, Q&A, cocktail parties, a little bit of that. DJ Sammy's going to be there. Oh my goodness, he's not just any DJ. Sammy has played on Necker Island, a private party for Justin Timberlake, and of course, She's Building Her Empire Live. I can't even say that without laughing because it's just so crazy. He's a pretty amazing. So get ready to get inspired, meet new friends, form collaborations, and find a group of women who just get exactly what you're going through. I can't wait to meet you in person, give you a big hug. So go check out how to register because April 24th will be here before you know it. Go to bit.ly/SBHE live. Again, that's bit.ly/SBHE live. And I can't wait to see you at She's Building Her Empire Live. Are you looking to blaze the trail and build or expand your business empire? Welcome to She's Building Her Empire, a place of motivation, inspiration, and innovative business strategies to help increase your income and, more importantly, your impact. Follow your purpose while building your empire with your host and business coach, Stacy Tuschel. Hey guys, Stacy Tuschel here, and I'm really excited because we're going to talk about one of the strategies that I use that is basically just a 15-minute Facebook Live. Oh my goodness, my ring light almost crashed. 15-minute Facebook Live and how we basically take that and turn that into several pieces of content on all different platforms so that you're not racking your brain of what should I be teaching? How do I create free content and paid content without feeling like I've got so much stuff that I'm giving away for free, because how many of you feel like that? Trust me, been there, done that all the time. So it's a really great way to be able to do that, okay? The big thing is, how do we grow our social media following at the same time while growing our email list, okay? So we're going to cover all of that. So welcome, welcome. Stacy Tuschel here from shesbuildingherempire.com. Today we're going to be covering how this one 15-minute strategy can basically convert into multiple pieces of content, why the new micro content, I keep hearing that word over and over again, especially this last weekend, everybody's using it, why micro content is taking over social media, and why you shouldn't post the same thing everywhere because all these platforms are different, right? And then the one thing you need to do to see your email list skyrocket while you're on social media, okay? So you're probably watching because you really want to grow your Facebook, or I should say your social media following, or you're really going, I kind of just want to grow my email list. I've been focusing on social media. I'm getting these vanity numbers, but it's not actually moving the needle in my business, and I need to really start to grow my actual email list and my business. Am I right? Okay, so we're going to be covering all of that today. So first, let me know, could you do me a big favor and comment for me? I was just on a Facebook Live in my Facebook group and no comments showed up. So I want to make sure the comments are working. And if not, I had to pop open my computer, which I can do. So just throw something in the comments so I know that we're good to go and it's working. I see likes and I see hearts, but I need to actually see comments in the group, in the feed, because that's where I struggled. And I may have to open up my other page if it doesn't work. Oh, bummer. That's okay. Oh no. Perfect. Mary Joy. It works. Okay, here we go. Thank you guys. I appreciate it. Okay. I don't know why it works sometimes and not. It might be app related. All right. Hi, Emily. Hi, Byrony. Mary Joy. I'm excited, you guys. Rita, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. So I've got my notes open here because trust me, you guys, this is a very detailed Facebook Live where you're probably going to want to get paper and pen out, or you're going to want to watch this a couple of times because I'm going to throw a lot at you. And I just don't want you to get overwhelmed and think, well, I could never do all of these steps right now, so I'm just not going to do anything, okay? Get rid of the all or nothing mindset. And I want you, even if you take away one strategy, one, that's all that matters, okay? Just get better than where you're at right now. Don't compare yourself to the person who's got a team of 10 and they're doing everything and you're going, why can't I do that, okay? We're just not in the same stage as somebody else is, all right? Perfect, Jessica. Paper and pen ready. Okay, so before you're overwhelmed, throw that out the window. That's not what we're doing here, okay? So now here's what I typically see. I see people posting the exact same piece of content on every platform. So you go to their Instagram post and you see this little picture and then this quote. And then underneath it, or now next, we go to their Facebook fan page and it's the same one. And then we go to their personal page and it's just basically the same piece of content everywhere, okay? You've got to be really, really careful because every platform is different and every user on all of these different platforms, they're wanting different things, right? We want to consume it in different ways. So we're going to talk about what they all look like. Does that make sense, you guys? All right. Then number two, I see people pick their favorite one. So their favorite platform, whether it's Facebook or it's Instagram, and that's it. They just use that one platform because they feel like it's my favorite. People like me here. I'm just going to stay here. Well, let me tell you this. Last year, I really wasn't doing anything with Instagram. Nothing. I mean, I was there, but I wasn't really there, if you know what I mean. So you can't say you're on Instagram, but then not actually be on Instagram. Well, that was me last year. And this year, I want to tell you that one of my clients who is working with me, I always ask people, how did you hear about me? Where did you find me? And this is a $20,000 client. And she said, I actually found you on Instagram. Okay. Can you even imagine if I just kept sticking to my Facebook thing and thought, Instagram's not really my thing, right? Instagram's really not what my people are looking for. People like different platforms for different reasons. So we actually do want to be more than one place because you just never know where your perfect person is going to be hanging out, okay? Then number three, people struggling because they don't know what they could possibly sell when they give everything away for free. So what I'm saying is, if you have ever felt, and tell me if this is true, have you ever been wondering, what am I going to sell when I just keep giving away everything for free? How could I even sell something? Because every day I have to jump on here and give away everything that I've got for free, okay? I have felt like that, and we want to make sure that that is very, very separate. So the whole point of this Facebook Live today is a repurposing strategy where one 15-minute piece of content can turn into so many pieces of content on so many different platforms that we don't have to give everything away for free because we're just looking for one 15-minute piece of content a week, okay? How many of you feel pretty good about 15 minutes a week? Could you dedicate 15 minutes of a Facebook Live or something every single week to your business? Could you do that? Give me a yes or no in the comments. If it's not a yes, it needs to be a yes. We got to fix that if it's not a yes, okay? So here is the strategy that we are using right now that's pretty in-depth. So that's why I said, let's get probably some paper and pen or just make sure to rewatch this or re-listen after, okay? So it usually for us starts with a 15-minute Facebook Live, okay? If you're not loving the idea of a Facebook Live, you got to get over that because video's not going anywhere, and I really, truly believe you've got to be there, okay? So start with a 15-minute Facebook Live, all right? Here's where you could get, I have this next to me. You could, if you have something like this, I just happen to have mine sitting here. This is a dual broadcast, dual streaming, like mount. I have two mounts. I have a different mount that's holding it right now. You could actually do an Instagram Live at the same time you're doing a Facebook Live by using something like this, okay? So this is just like you could put like a phone here or these like stretch. Actually, this is I think an iPad, mini iPad. The top I must be has over here. So I could have like two phones next to each other with the cameras really, really close together. And I could have my Instagram going at the same time as my Facebook Live. That's pretty convenient, right? Because not everybody's going to watch you on both places. So you could do something like that, okay? That is just an Archon mount if you guys are interested in knowing that. I do have a coupon code. If you want the coupon code, message me in the bottom and I'll make sure to respond with what it is. But it's an Archon mount, okay? So right there, we could get you two pieces of content just for doing that. Now, another thing that people don't always do, if you have a Facebook group, how many of you have a Facebook group that's watching? Just type in yes or no in the comments. How many of you have a Facebook group right now, okay? If you are not going live and sharing it into your Facebook group, you've got to make sure to do that, okay? Not everybody's doing it. First of all, you guys, Facebook, their algorithm is all about people liking, commenting, sharing, okay? So when you have people share out your content or share things into other groups, Facebook is saying, oh, wow, this is a popular video. People like this, right? So we want to make sure that we are sharing this in other places, okay? So definitely make sure step two is sharing. Now, I have somebody that jumps on here, one of my team members, jumps on right away and she shares it. So if you happen to be in my Facebook group or you saw it in my Facebook group, she's building her empire, it's because somebody has actually manually shared it in there. We have used things like Live Leap that does it for you. I have noticed the reach is not as good with using another platform like that, okay? So Live Leap could work for you, but you gotta be careful and you gotta test and make sure that people are actually seeing it. When we started using Live Leap, we realized that our numbers were going down on our lives. And then as soon as we got rid of it and did it manually again, our numbers went back up. So we were like, nope, we're gonna have to do it manually because it's worth it, okay? All right. So that is step number two, is share it in the Facebook group if you can. It's super easy. People get better notifications. I have people tell me all the time, I never see you go live on your fan page, but I always see it when you share it in your group. So definitely make sure you're doing that. Now, step number three is you can strip the audio and turn it into a podcast, okay? So am I daring and move my mic or my, I don't want to move my mic. Can you see this? Okay. So that is my mic. If you touch the mic, they can hear it. So I don't want to do it. I am right now talking into my microphone and I'm recording it through my computer. So I get to turn this into a podcast and not just a Facebook Live. So another really easy way to do that. Now you might think, oh my goodness, a podcast sounds like a lot of work. Not when it's your Facebook Lives, right? Not when it's this. So we used to outsource our podcasts, in case you're curious. And we outsourced everything, like, editing, show notes, they uploaded it, everything. And we spent about $500 a month to outsource it to somebody. So all I had to do was actually record it and then email them the document. That was it. So pretty easy, you guys, okay? So when people think, oh, but I don't have the time, I don't have the money, it's actually pretty affordable and it's very little time, okay? All right. Lynn just said, I do Facebook Lives on my phone, so I can't share in group before or during. Is it good enough to share after? Definitely good enough to share after. But Lynn, I'm actually on my phone right now too, and I could pop over to my computer right here, open it up, and share it on my computer while I'm going live. Now, I've done that before. I am too type A to do that, okay? It freaks me out. I'm not even kidding. You'll think like, she's crazy. I am crazy. I will be sitting here trying to multitask and talk to you and get my computer open. And then there's this dead space where there's no talking because I'm trying to focus. And then I feel like I should be talking. And I get so stressed out that I'm like dying over here. I can't do it. So if that's your personality where you can be calm and for 30 seconds take a break, go for it. I feel like my people don't want to wait 30 seconds. So I don't do that. Okay. So it's totally up to you. All right, you know why my face is getting so bad? Because I'm wearing black, and you shouldn't wear black. Sometimes if I put, oh, I don't have anything white. Black on Facebook Lives, not great. So watch this. Oh, do you see the difference in the color of my face just from doing that? Okay, cool. Got it. Okay, I am just using the Diva ring light, Katie. Or no, was that Katie? Kristen. Okay, so that's step number three. I've got 9 steps, so stick with me. If you're going, I already know this, 9 steps. Okay, step four is we actually transcribe our audio and or video, doesn't really matter, and we make it into a blog post. So we use a company called Trint.com. Have you guys used that one yet? A lot of people use Rev.com. We like Trint.com better, mostly because it's just cheaper and they're identical. So why pay more when you get the same thing, okay? So we use Trint.com. And we pay a flat fee per month to get up to like 3-4 hours of our podcasts, our Facebook Lives transcribed. So now when you transcribe it, you guys, just to be fully transparent, when I transcribe it, I don't talk as well as I would want to have it written. So you will want somebody to piece this a little bit nicer. So it's a really nice blog post, okay? So especially if you're not a great writer or you're just not prepped or somebody asks a question and it feels out of place, you wouldn't write the same way that you talk. So be careful. Cindy Lou, it is Trint, Trint.com. Okay. Oh, you're welcome, Rita. Thank you for being engaging in the Facebook group. I appreciate that. Okay. After we transcribe it, We put it in a blog post, okay? Now, another thing we can do that a lot of people don't do, I always get confused, like, is this a great idea and I'm the only one that's doing this, or is it a bad idea and people are like, why would I bother doing this? These are some of these things where I'm going, people, like, this is so easy, let's do this. So take, when people are like, what should I write in a newsletter? I can't think of content to share on a weekly basis, okay? First, you've got to keep your audience engaged and you've got to keep them warmed up. The way to do that, especially with your email list, is to email them out weekly consistent content. So if you're saying, but I don't know what to send them, super easy, you guys. Do your 15-minute Facebook Live and send an email before you go live to tell them what it's going to be about, or do it after your live to say, hey, go watch it. Here's what we talked about, okay? So don't keep creating all this content everywhere. Have it be about this week and what's going on, and keep sending them back to other places to check it out, okay? Then I actually have 10 because I have 2 5s. Okay, so number 6 is create a graphic for Pinterest that links to your blog post, okay? So remember, we transcribed and now we sent it to, we're putting it on our website, we're creating it as a blog. But don't forget that if you've got a blog, you can go on Pinterest, make a graphic, and then put that going towards the actual blog post on your website, okay? All right, number 7. Here's another one. So we've got the Facebook Live video, okay? We can now, this is what we're talking about with micro content. So we don't have to just keep sharing this 20-minute Facebook Live or whatever that is, okay? We want to take this one piece of content and take it and pick it apart and make micro content, okay? A buzzword that I just keep hearing over and over and over again. And when you're creating micro content, I mean taking a 20-minute video and maybe taking 2 minutes of it and making it a shorter video. So imagine this. Let's say you really like to talk and your Facebook Lives are an hour long or 30 minutes plus, okay? So if that's the case, you guys, when somebody watches the replay on a Facebook Live, you see how long it is. If I see that your Facebook Live is an hour and 10 minutes, I'm probably not going to commit to it because I don't have an hour and 10 minutes to watch it, okay? It's different if they jump on live and you go for an hour and 10 minutes and you've kind of hooked them, okay? Be careful. So what you could do though is go to that hour long video and grab 2 minutes of it, whether it's 2 minutes of consistent, like solid clip, or if you edit it yourself to be 2 minutes to kind of grab like the good, like the juicy stuff, okay? Because now you can take that video and you can just upload it to your Facebook page and actually just have people see that video because they may not want to watch the hour-long video, but they see that you've got one for 2 minutes and they might love that idea. It could even be like a recap of the day or something like that, okay? A recap of your life. All right. Trust me. I just said this on I was in a group coaching call. Somebody just recommended that I buy this book. Okay. See this book? I get it in the mail. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is like a huge book. And look how many pages this is. The worst part is I bought 2 of them. They're different ones. Okay. I said I would pay just about anything for somebody to say, here's what you need to know in 10 minutes. Okay. Here's everything you need. So don't think that there is some, have you ever thought that? Have you ever looked at a book and thought, I know I should read it. People say it's amazing. People say that, you know, it's life-changing, but I just don't want to read this whole thing. Would you be interested if I said to you, listen, that whole book, I'm going to sum up in 5 minutes, like the biggest takeaways. Would that be interesting for you? Would you be interested in watching that as opposed to an hour long or reading this for days and days and days and days, okay? Your people might feel the same way. So they might be way more interested in that 2-minute recap than your 30-minute long Facebook Live, all right? Okay, Jessica asked, do you leave the long Facebook Live up and only have the 2-minute up? No, I would leave it up because guess what? Some people actually do have an hour. They're just sitting at home and they're waiting like for things to do, okay? Not everybody is running around like a crazy person and there are people that have time. So let them jump on, or they might not have time, but you're a priority and they're going, oh my goodness, Heather just posted a video. I'm watching the whole thing, okay? So I would say leave it up and then add a 2-minute video recap somewhere for them as well, okay? Now, that would be for Facebook. What you could do as well for Instagram, which is tip number 8, is Instagram, you can now have a video up to 60 seconds, okay? So you're probably gonna wanna maybe edit. I don't think you would grab, you could maybe grab one tip in a 60 second video and put it there. You also might wanna edit it, okay? So now you can take a 60 second clip, and there could be 3 of those, from that Facebook Live that goes to Instagram, all right? That is so much better than trying to create original content this week for Instagram when you just don't have time. Let's keep using what we've already created because this stuff goes away so fast, right? Your Facebook Live in a day from now, you're not even on people's newsfeed, right? It's just, it's gone. So I wouldn't be nervous that, oh my goodness, but what if somebody heard this on Facebook and now a day later I've got to repurpose on Instagram? They probably haven't seen it, okay? So I would not be worried about that at all. People will be excited that you've got it in other places too, okay? All right, then I would even, number 9, I would turn a little bit of that video into an Instagram story, okay? This is a really good app that people don't know exists and I am in love with it. So you know when people do an Instagram story and they like, I'm like laughing even thinking about it. They push the button and they say like, hey, I've got this free 5-day challenge, check it out, and then they know they can't talk because it's coming, so then they hurry and they do it, and then they're like, and it starts on Monday, Tuesday, blah, 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 make sure to check this out, da, 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 da. And then they do another video. Oh, it's so annoying. Okay, this app will change your life if you are one of those people. So there's this app called Continual, okay, Continual. It's an app. You can upload a video into Continual. They will separate it into 15 seconds. Okay, here's the crazy tip that I love about this, okay? You know when you have a video on Instagram, but you can't upload it unless it's within 24 hours? Well, you guys, Continual, actually, when you go to upload the video and then you separate it, okay, Continual will put it in your library in your phone as of whenever you do it. So you can have a video from a month ago in Continual that all of a sudden, on your phone, it recognizes it as a video within 24 hours. So now you can take a minute video and it will separate it into 4 videos. And the best part is when you watch it, it doesn't even feel like an Instagram story because there's no weird gaps or you making those weird, like, and pause now, blah, 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 right? It just talks normal, okay? It is amazing. Heather, you are welcome. You will love it, okay? So don't go crazy though. I mean, if you remember 15 seconds, so a minute video, you're talking 4 stories. So I don't know how many stories you want to do. I know that you don't get like penalized or you can, like somebody told me in the social media space, you can actually not, there's really no such thing as too many Instagram stories. They're just so popular right now, okay? So you can do as many as you want. Just make sure it's valuable content because people are coming to watch a story. They're not necessarily coming to watch your 30-minute Facebook Live. So just be careful, okay? Kayla, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Okay, now my tip number 10 is instead of creating inspirational quotes, right? You find a quote that you just love that somebody wrote, and then you go into Canva and you grab a graphic and then you put it on there. You could, you guys, take bits and pieces of your Facebook Live, things that you said, right? And you can take that little phrase and put it on your own image, right? With your name on it versus you sharing all these other amazing people. You can start to share your own comments, your own quotes that somebody could peel out of there, okay? Is this making sense? All right, so I still love Canva. I don't wanna say Canva's bad. I just mean you can create Canva with your own stuff in there, right? So that would be, that's 10 things. Now, that is just me covering Facebook, Instagram, my podcast, my blog, my newsletter. That's still a lot, okay? But here's what I didn't mention. I didn't even talk about YouTube or Twitter or Snapchat or whatever that's gonna be, okay? So here's where I want you to see this. Right now, we're doing pretty much most of those, okay? Or most of those are gonna be coming into our system very, very soon because we've just hired on a social media manager to really help us take it to the next level. Now, I don't feel guilty that I'm not doing much with Twitter or YouTube or Snapchat, okay? I just wanna do one thing and I'm gonna start with whatever that is. Maybe it's just starting with Facebook and maybe you're going, okay, I'm gonna try the Facebook into a blog post and I'll just leave it at that, okay? If that's the case, you guys, start there. Don't feel guilty that I've given you 10 things and you're only doing one of them, all right? You might be doing none of them. It doesn't matter. The whole idea here is start with one and build from there. And as you feel like you've mastered whatever you're doing, then you can move on to the other ones, okay? So don't think you've got to do all of them and then be bad at all of them or kind of like okay at them. I want you to get one or two of these down and master them before you move on. Does that make sense? And hopefully that makes you feel less overwhelmed that I'm not saying, go do this week. You might not get to all of 10 of these this week, okay? And yours might be really different. You might love Snapchat and yours might start with Snapchat or yours might start somewhere else. So that's okay. For me, those are the ones that I love to jump on, the ones that feel really good for me. I need you to figure out what feels good for you and for your audience, okay? Now, here's what I want to tell you. You might be thinking, there is no way I could ever do any of these, okay? So if you just do one or two of them, you can do them, okay? You could get it done in an hour a week, right? You have time to do it if we just did one or two, okay? I shouldn't say you have time. I don't know if you have time. I don't know how busy you are. But I know that you should try to make the time for your best, your most important priorities, and this might be one of them, okay? Now, I brought up on here, grow your email list too. Well, the only way you're going to grow your email list is if you put a call to action at the end of these, okay? So that's why at the end of a Facebook Live, you might hear me say, if you want more information or if you want to go get this free download, go to blah, 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 right? Or in an Instagram story, I might say, swipe up to go grab this, right? Make sure there's a call to action. Give something away that's so good that people will give you their email address and you will be getting crazy amounts of people to join your email list because you're going to be everywhere, right? Your content's going to be everywhere and people are going to consume it in different ways. And then they're going to like your stuff and then go, great. Well, she's got this other freebie. I'm going to go check it out, right? So make sure you're doing it. Now, another thing I will mention before we go is, this is way longer than I thought it was going to be. Sorry. Before we go, I want to make sure too that if you're thinking, I don't know how to do video editing or I don't know how to do any of this stuff, you can go to sites like Upwork or even Fiverr.com and find somebody to take your 20-minute video and go, could you get me 3 1-minute video sections and get it out of there, okay? Fiverr is probably a great place to find inexpensive people to help you grab this out. Then when you find somebody who's great, keep going back to that same person because they'll get your style. They'll understand what you're looking for and make it that much better, okay? Bonnie, you are correct. You can't swipe up on Instagram unless you have 10,000 followers or more. However, if you ever do a paid Instagram story, a sponsored one, you can do it no matter how many people you have. But good, I'm glad you said that. Okay. All right, you guys, you can say things like, I've got a link in my profile, etc. Okay. All right, cool. All right. Now, if you want to keep this conversation going and you're not in my free Facebook community, She's Building Her Empire, make sure to go on over to my Facebook group and get on in there. I will be back on Wednesday at noon Central. We're going to be talking a little bit more about how do we get visibility? How do we get people to know who we are so we stop feeling like this best kept secret? Because some of you have such an important message, but nobody's hearing it, right? And that can be devastating when you feel like you're working so hard, but nobody knows who you are or what you do, okay? So we've got to get you visible. We've got to make sure people know about you and know your story, know your message so you can spread and get even more bigger impact this year, okay? Thank you, Heather. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you. I will see you Wednesday at noon Central. If this is something your audience would like to hear, I would love, 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 love if you share this out, okay? All right, thanks, guys. I'll see you soon. We appreciate you joining us for this episode of She's Building Her Empire. Be sure to join the free Facebook community at shesbuildingherempire.club. For more free content, videos, and rock-solid business advice to build your purposeful business and take it to the next level, please visit shesbuildingherempire.com. We look forward to helping you build your empire, create an everlasting impact, and live the life of your dreams. Until next time.